like some other stables, but just some of the vision I've seen, the way the horse has trialled in his last two most recent trials, Andrew, even since his first start run, which we were thrilled with. He obviously didn't have the nuts tightened, but I thought he raced super the other day. He's come on from that start. I don't expect he'd beat Red Zell and the like at 1,100, but I'd be disappointed if he's not finishing a length or two off them. You know, at 1,100-metre race, you don't want to be getting beat far, and from what I've seen, I'd expect he'd run well.
I know the blinkers are being saved up.
Yeah, look, I mean, last year that we sort of flagged that the whole way, that they'd put the shades on him at home, and he did respond to that. So now that we certainly got it wrong one night. We put him on first up, and he ran through the bridle and was just, he raced too fresh. But in this instance, Darren sort of worked him out. We've had him for a while now, Andrew, so we've worked the horse out. And our view is that, you know, whether it be third or fourth run in the Everest, just that freshness out of him, the shades will definitely will go on in the Everest.
Good on you, Jamie. Good luck over the weekend. We'll watch for Andreas's horse bound for the Melbourne Cup, and good luck tomorrow at Newcastle.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Andrew.
Thanks, Jamie. Jamie Lovett there from Australian Bloodstock. And just capping off internationals, I spoke with Charlie Appleby in America a few hours ago. Going into quarantine tonight for him, Cross Current for the Melbourne Cup, Hamada for, well, he's on the cusp of going straight to the Melbourne Cup. And at this stage, Charlie is saying we're going to run the gauntlet and not run in a preparation race. So Cross Current and Hamada will go towards the Melbourne Cup. And Emotionalist will go into quarantine to run in the Caulfield Cup. That news through from Charlie Appleby. Matt Benson's online, the CEO at Newcastle. I know you're online hearing the thoughts of Jamie Lovett there, Matt.
Yes, Jamie, very wise man, great sponsor of the club, fantastic Novocastrian, and look, he'd be rolling up his sleeves for another massive spring, so we love seeing those unique black and white check colours of Jamie dominating through the spring, and looks like they'll have a pretty good day here tomorrow.
Matt, the weather has certainly been on your side. I know with this new course proper, it's in terrific nick, and there'll be a little bit of watering, I guess.
Andrew, I get one of the things, I think the challenge we have is because people are so stuck in their mental model of how tracks work. And even when we raced on the Tuesday last week, we had 70 mil the night before. And even listening to the radio the next morning, people still, you know, beside themselves about the rain we had. Well, we're on a soft seven, and it probably could have gone to a six later in the day. I mean, the track is an exceptional track as far as draining is concerned. You know, we had that meeting in March where we had 95 millimetres on the Wednesday, and race one we were a soft five, upgraded to a good four race two. So, you know, people just have to change their mindset when it comes to this Newcastle surface. Now, look, we've had plenty of warm weather. It was lovely getting that 2 or 3 inches last week. The challenge this week with sort of high 20s leading into nearly 30s on Saturday is keeping the water up to it. But, we never stop learning about this track, Andrew, but it's a wonderful animal when you get it right.
Yeah, for sure. All right, looking forward to it all tomorrow with a good four at this stage. And as Jamie said, and once those fields came out yesterday, you knew the betting and everything around this program is going to be extremely strong. And I know Newcastle, you've always got big, healthy crowds.
Look, we're really excited about the quality of the fields. You know, anybody who knows their form, and I can't say I'm any form expert, but you know, you go through the races tomorrow and look at the horses, the trainers, the owners, the breeding, the quality of the stock that's turning up here to race. And it's very exciting. It's a great shot in the arm for us. I hope it vindicates our decision to put the cup to 200. You know, and we've got to keep on supporting our flagship day. Nothing would please me more to see these Group 3s go to 175 next year and maybe a little bit more in the Cup. It's a massive day, and the industry are really getting behind us tomorrow with a vote of confidence. We've got 103 runners and, you know, nearly average field size of 13, which is bang on the money as far as the perfect size for our wagering patrons. But no, very excited, mate, and can't wait for a big day. We were sold out corporate event wise a month ago for tomorrow. We're on track to be sold out by the end of today for Saturday for our Ladies' Day. So look, everything looks in readiness for a huge couple of days. And you're right, the person upstairs, whoever that may be, has looked after us.
Yeah, good luck with it, mate. We'll obviously talk a lot about it in the hour between 9 and 10 tomorrow ahead of the 10 o'clock preview. Thanks for your time, Matt.
Thanks for your support.
Good on you, Matt Benson, the CEO at Newcastle. That's it for the news hour. After the preview, after the news break coming up, we'll have our full preview for Grafton with Gary Cleese. I think it's Gary or Priscilla this morning, but the full preview for Grafton coming up with Gary Cleese. I'm going to leave you with this. Everyone thought that maybe this was Winx's last run this spring in Sydney before going off to Melbourne. Peter Volandis, the CEO of Racing New South Wales, pushing for something different.
Stop presses that it's the last race in Sydney. There's still the Craven Plate on Everest Day. Knowing how parochial Chris Waller is to New South Wales, I'm sure it's on he's been consider running Winx on Everest Day. It is Sydney's biggest day now. You know, in one day it'll be Australia's biggest day of racing. So Chris realises that his investments in New South Wales and Winx, like it or not, Victoria, it's a New South Wales horse.
Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 per second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Good morning, John O'Farr with your latest Sky Sports Radio news. Former Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull has launched a text campaign against Peter Dutton, calling and texting Liberal ministers, urging them to vote for the Home Affairs Minister to be referred to the High Court. More than 36 years after Lynette Dawson vanished, police are digging up the grounds of her former Sydney home in search of her body. Police are confident that they could proceed with murder charges against her husband, even if they don't find her remains. And a disgruntled ex-employee is believed to have planted needles in punnets of strawberries, with at least one man being hospitalised after eating the tainted fruit. A recall is in place for Berry Obsession and Berrylicious strawberries purchased in New South Wales, Queensland and Victoria. In sports news, Gold Coast are refusing to let Tyrone Peachey back out of his contract with the club after Peachey admitted he was still considering backflipping on the deal. Peachey yesterday said he would wait until the end of the season before making a decision on his future. Felice Kaufusi says he'll try to take the same aggressive mindset into the Storm's preliminary final next weekend after it shocked South Sydney in week one. And the second week of the AFL finals gets underway tomorrow night when the Hawks face the Demons at the MCG. That's the latest news and sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio brings you all the Group 1 spring racing. Alongside Winx at Randwick on Saturday, the stars clash in the Maccabi Diva at Flemington. Race morning at 9. Don't miss our Melbourne form analysts, Dean Lester and Mark Hunter, here on Sky Sports Radio.
50 months interest free. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022 at Harvey Norman. Furniture and bedding, home appliances, televisions and technology. Minimum financed amount $750. Approved applicants only. Interest applies if you do not comply with terms and conditions. Fees and exclusions apply. See website for details. 50 months interest free available now in store and online. No deposit, no interest with 50 equal monthly payments until November 2022. 50 months interest free at Harvey Norman.
The Sydney Sun puts on a show to open the Everest Carnival, and they're off. Hot out of the gates is Winner of Discontent, quickly leaving boredom behind. What shall we do this weekend? Storms to the lead, Fancy the Races a second, and now the Outsiders get off the couch. A last dash by What Shall I Wear, and here comes Spring. Spring out of nowhere wins my nose.
Escape to Sydney's Everest Carnival. World-class racing, live music and entertainment from September 8 to October 13. Tickets from $10. Pre-book to save at theraces.com.au.
Dynamics indications Gay and Adrian have a high-quality filly to own and race with Newgate Farm. She's by Deep Field, Northern Media's record-breaking speed sire, now Boom First Crop sire. From Princess Marissa, a stakes winner with 5 wins and stakes performed 9 times. And her first, second and third dams are all stakes winners. Join our Dynamic Gay, Adrian and Newgate team in this fabulous filly. Visit dynamicsindications.com or call 1-800-619-999. AFSL 336808.
every day. Sky Sports Radio's Racing HQ brings you all the right mail. Just listen to jockey Ty Anglin and his comments on Lean Mean Machine going into last Saturday's Run to the Road.
I thought he trialled super. Pretty excited to see this fella run well. I think he might surprise a few people.
That enthusiasm proved spot on with Lean Mean Machine saluting at the juicy odds of $15. Racing HQ, required morning listening on Sky Sports Radio.
This is Sky Sports Radio, your racing leader. Let's get back to Racing HQ. It's time now for the major New South Wales preview.
And 13 past 10, we've got racing today at Grafton. Michael Beattie joins me. Morning, Michael.
Yeah, good morning to you, Sean.
How's the day in Grafton?
Absolutely beautiful. Not a cloud in the sky. It is a really, really lovely spring day here today. Could not be happier with the weather.
Fantastic. Now, the track, how have you rated that today, Michael?
Yeah, good for Sean. We got some good rain here over the weekend. We haven't had any rain since, and we haven't really seen the necessity to put any irrigation on. The track's held its moisture particularly well. We only were able to open the bee grass again for gallops this morning because it held the moisture so well there. And we transferred some jump outs yesterday from the bee grass to the course proper yesterday. So it's in absolutely fantastic order. The track couldn't be happier.
And the rail today?
Yeah, out 3 metres from the 1,200 metres to the winning post, and then from the winning post back to the 1,200 metres, out 2 metres. So the bulk of the track is on a fresh pad. We were out 3 metres from the 800 metres to the 400 metres the other day, but the bulk of the racing will be on a fresh pad today.
Terrific. Good on you, Michael. Sounds like in for a brilliant day's racing.
Yeah, well, I certainly think so, Sean. We've got 10 races just about capacity field throughout the day. 33 scratchings, but we had to have 28 because we had 28 emergency acceptors. So it's a really, really solid meeting today.
Good on you, Michael. Enjoy the day.
Thanks very much, Sean. I shall.
Michael Beattie at Grafton. Gary Cleese, he is there as well. He's going to find the winners for us. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. Yeah, glorious day. Not a cloud in the sky, like Michael said, big fields, 10 races. Have missed a couple of race meetings, the Ballina Cup and the meeting before that at Lismore, but just couldn't get a better day and good racing. Just a quick one, Sean, Kosciuszko tickets on sale. They're on sale till midnight, so people get in and buy those Kosciuszko tickets today because it could be that last ticket at 11:59 that could get you a spot in the Kosciuszko, mate, couldn't it?
Yep, exactly. That is so spot on, too. Good luck to everyone that's got a ticket. Now, we're going to try and find a winner or two today, Gary, and let's have a look at the racing. The first there today is the Fillies and Mares Maiden. Now, one Dram of DeLago is $1.65. Two Spirit of Eden, Reedon, 23. Number three, Gold Digger, 26. Four, Moy Twu is 151. Five, Stella Pisces is 26. Six out. Seven, Friends of Renthra, 34. Number eight, Hot Scene, 34. Nine, Queen Jean is 17. 10, Turmoil, 550. 11, Rock the World, 5. 12 out. 13, Flying Pretty, 61. 14, Kamikaze is 151. 15 out. 16, Ornate, 19. 17, Kiwana Star, 61. 18 out. Favourite, $1.65, number one, and that's Dram of DeLago.
Been a good go too, Sean. She opened up at $1.90 this morning. They just come for a big time, and yeah, I've got her on top. 111, 16 and 10 for me, just with her. I mean, she debuted at the Gold Coast, Sean. She ran second behind Sunline. We've seen what Sunline's gone on to do. Then he took her to the deep end of the last two starts, Matty Dunn. He took her to the Ken Russell in a Group 3 where she was beaten 3.7. Three winners come out of it. And she went to Doomben in a listed race, beaten 3.6 and three winners come out of it. She trialled up 2 weeks ago at Deegan, led in the trial, gave a good shake-up, raced away and beat him 3.5. She looks beautifully placed. One gate here. I mean, first go at the track over the 11A6. Danger's the 11 Rock the Well, nice filly by Fastnet Rock. Only one start for Sterling Oslin, former Victorian filly. Did an enormous job at Moree. From 14 gates, she sat 5 wide the entire trip and only got going the last 50 metres, beaten 0.2 of a length. She's going to be probably the big danger to the favourite. 16 Ornate. I love the filly's first up run. I like the filly last preparation. Juju just went over the top, but obviously she's come back good. She draws good. She kind of gets 54 kilos on her back. She's a big, big player here. And 10 goes in here, Turmoil, a massive watch on her from the Toby Edmonds yard. She's just wanted to over race a little bit in the trials, do a few things wrong. They might let her lead here today and dictate up in front, but there's certainly nothing wrong with her trials. 111, 16 and 10 in race one, Sean.
Race 2, 1 Dewbank, 14. Number 2, Long Car, is for 63. Hashtag Hero, 750. 4, Misty View, 151. 5 out. 6, Big Bang, 34. 7 out. 8, Temper, 23. Number 9, Boyles, 950. 10, Champagne Vega, 270. 11, Jahez, $7. 12, Complete Faith, 14. Number 13, Lucky Fix, 950. 14, We Rascal, 151. 15 out. 16, Homeland Security, 151. 17, Sweet William, 151. 18 out. 270 favourite, number 10, Champagne Vega.
Now, I tell you what, they're betting here, Sean. Big move here, $4.80 into 270 on tab.com.au. Long Guard's just at $4.80 into 460, so he's getting a bit of support. 2-1-3-10 for me. I'm with him, Long Guard. Loved him last prep and really, really strong maidens. And he resumed here first up, and he ran into a smart horse in Bouquet. Had a good look at him in the mounting yard. There was a heap of improvement with him, so we'll have another good look at him today, but obviously, he's only got to improve off that in the yard, and he'll be hard to beat. Dewbank, this is a smart horse, this guy. He was doing too much things wrong last preparation, and not only that, they were riding him up on the speed. They gave him a good break. They resumed him in a trial here just over a week ago. They rode him back in the trial. He never got off the bridle all the way down the running. I know he's got an awkward gait, but he's a different horse this preparation. 3 hashtag hero. Look, he's promised to win a maiden. He's very fit and he's always thereabouts. He's got enough speed to get across from an awkward gate. And I've got the 10 in Champagne Vega. I'm not going to leave him out. I mean, he started favourite on debut at the Gold Coast behind the Bumblebee, beaten 1.4. That was 900 metres. He was working all the line late. He gets up to the 1100 metres and he draws the one gate. And that money's big time for him on tab.com.au. $4.80 into 270. But I'm with Long Car. I think he's only got to improve off the first up run. 2-1-3-10, race 2.
Third event, 1, his Kalachi is $5. Number 2, Light Motion, 11. 3, Real Time Warrior, 5. 4, Jouer, 5. 5, Infinite Rain, 10. 6, Golden Words, 12. 7, Temper Metal, 14. 8, Madam Kate, 12. 9, Blazing Cheers is 14. 10, Hessian, 9. 11, Prince Carreras, $11. And 12, Yankee Express, 71. See an open race, Gary. Nearly everything under $20. 1, His Kalachi. 3, Real Time Warrior. 4, Jouer. Equals at $5.
You couldn't have said it better, Sean, because there's just no moves on tab.com.au. Actually, if anything, they've all just got a little bit of a shift out. I'm 3-4-10-1. I'm with Real Time Warrior. I like the horse. He won here three runs ago over 2,215. He went to Coffs Harbour. He had to come back from the 2,215 back to the mile, getting to the line. He went to Taree on the first day of the carnival. I don't think he was at home on the tight circuit. I think he's just a big track horse. And one thing about him, he can stay. And one thing about him, he's very, very tough. And he won't sit down. I wish they'd ride Jarwer today in front. And if he does that, the 4, his horse, they've got to beat. He's a better horse when he can dictate up in front. And I can't find a lot of speed or something that's going to take him on. So maybe today they say, let's get in high roll up in front. And if that's the case, he'll take some betting. 10 Hessian goes good. He's won up to 2,000 metres before. He's been placed at 2,200. He's win at Gatton at Merit in it. His run at Toowoomba wasn't that bad behind Errol. He was making ground late. And his Kailashi's got to go in. I know he hasn't won for a while, but he's second at Muswellbrook 2 runs ago. He went to Tuncurry in the Tuncurry Cup behind Lama Hilton. That's an open handicap, and he's been back to a benchmark 58. But now I'm with Real Time Warriors, but no moves, tab.com.au. 3-4-10-1, Sean.
Righto, the 4th, 1 Acroman, 5.50, 2 Indisputable, 7. Number 3, King of Monaco, $6. 4, Payday Grey, 4.20. 5, Tough, 1.34. 6, Ultimate Eagle, 13. 7, Backhouse, Philly, 23. 8, Hey Hey My My, 21. 9, Mary Read, 26. 10, Mary's Girls, 6.50. 11, Onset, 6.50. 12, Stars Arena, 126. 13, Stick It At, 81. 14 out. 15, Ferrara, 101. 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite, 4.20. Number 4, Payday Grey.
I'll tell you what, I like one here, but they've already marched into a Sean, and that's the 10 Mary's Girl. They bet $11 this morning, $8, $6.50 right now, so they've come for, and obviously the replayers have had a good look at her first up run. I'm 10, 3, 4, and 11. I'm just with a former Victoria mare. She was placed at Packerman. She ran third at Warnerville. Then she had one more run. She spelled. She's in a new yard. Julie Patton's got her at Belna. She trialled her at Lismore and trialled enormous. And just forget a run here 12 days ago. It went absolutely pear-shaped, and pear-shaped down the running too. She was beaten 1.8, this big girl. So 17 all-seater, good gait, let her roll up in front, and the money's come for her, and I think she'll take a lot of beating. Three, King of Monaco, he's had two runs back. He did a good job to run second. He behind Caro Cavello last start. A little, few little scratchings, you know, brings him in a little bit better from the gate. Full Payday Grey, he was run off his legs 1,200 first up for Matty Dunn. He took him to the 1,530 the other day behind Indian's Rocks, and he found the line late, beaten 2.2. A winner's already come out of the race, so he'd be fitter now, and he jumps him straight up to the 17.10. That'll suit him ideally. And I'm not going to leave Onset out. I think she's the 11. She draws nice. She gets a nice little bit of claim off a very, very fit mare from the Neville Stewart yard. But with Mary's Girl, and the punters have obviously come for the 10, $11 into 6.50. 10.3, 4 and 11 race 4.
Fifth event, one Early Man, 23. Two Mother Teresa, 3.20. 3 Peak Hill, 5.50. 4 Kingaroy, 21. 5 Queechee, 21. 6 Shadow Prince, 13. 7 Fencourt, 19. 8 Embrace the Date, 31. 9 Ask the Price, 21. Number 10 is Stella Jewel, $7. 11 Bromac, 18. 12 Dewdrop, 6.50. 13 St. Element, 26. 14 Youngstown, 26. 15, 16 Out, 17 Tanner Power, $26. The favourite here, $3.20. Number 2, Mother Teresa.
Yeah, had support, $4.20 into 320 tab.com.au. Peak Hill, 460 out to 550. This is the horse that I like, and that bumper in here, Drew Drop, the 12. He's $10 into $6.50 right at the moment, and I'm with him. I'm 12 to 10 and 6. Look, he's had no luck. Poor little CJ Graham has rode him his last two, and he's had 11 gate and 13 gate, and she just couldn't get in on him. She had to go right back to last on him and try to ride him for luck. He finished off good at Taree, beaten 2.5 behind Scatterblast. He went to 17.06 here 12 days ago behind Peak Hill, and he had to go straight back to last and weave his way through the field. He gets 54 kilos. He gets one gate. Maybe he can be a little bit more handy. I don't know if they want to ride him up too close with him, but he'll get his chance to get another win under his belt. Two Mother to race are going good. She led the other day at Moorlambar, and she had no peace outside her. She had one attacking her, and she was only beaten 1.4. Maybe they would just try to give her a bit of a sit today from a good gate. 10 goes in here, Stella Jewel. I mean, fought in an hard to get another win under her belt, but a very fit man and a well-placed with a claim for Leah Kilner from a good gate. And 6 Shadow Prince, former Victorian horse. He'd had about 5 runs for Neil Godbolt and hadn't shown up, but he showed up the other day at Taree, and he did a very, very good job, 1,400 metres, and he is a 2,000-metre winner in Victoria, so he might have him on track at the moment. 12-2, 10-6 in race 5.
Sixth event, 1 Arrest Star is 16, number 2 Nothing for the Press, 3-10, 3 Vivid Pink, 4.60, 4 Academy Hill, 10, I Better Be Good, 12, 6 Wainui Gold, 7.50, 7 Cool Prince, 7.50, 8 Dark Image, 26, 9 Manhattan Road, 71, 10 Hanover, 61, 11 Shrapelli, 23, 12 Madame Mouton, 26, number 13 Wicked Queen, 17, 14 Tycoon Rosser, 26, 15, 16, 17, 18 out. Favourite 3.10, number 2 Nothing for the Press.
Yeah, a little move. 3.30 into that 3.10. Vivid Pink and Matty Dunner's other runners just stayed safe at that 4.60. And little move, Cool Prince here. He's not a bad horse. He's had a couple of runs back, $10 into $7.50, the 7. Look, I'm with him, Nothing for the Press. I'm going to stick with him, 2.367. I reckon James Orman will start to work this guy out. James has had a couple of sits on him. He's one of those tricky fellas that you've got to get him at the right time. Halfway down the running, you don't want to go too soon on him. He dashes and then that sprint's not there. But he was good here behind Dustman. Dustman come out to win at Tamworth on Tuesday, so there cranks the form. He needs a dry track, he needs a big track, and he needs a soft gate. And he's got a good jockey aboard, so he ticks all the boxes there. 3 Vivid Pink, she's just going super this mare. She's won 2 out of the last 3. There's a highway running between there, only beaten 4.2, but a tough mare in good form. 6 Wainui Gold, I like to see him lead here today. He over-raced at Moorlambar last start. He's a better horse when he can roll up in front. He's got a 5-kilo weight drop. I'm not worried about the gate. I reckon he can push across from that awkward alley. And 7 goes in here, Cool Prince. 2 solid runs back. Another horse with an absolute woeful gait. But he'll be better for the 2 runs back. And there's been plenty of merit in both those runs. 2, 3, 6 and 7 in race 6, Sean.
Seventh event, 1 out, 2 Amalek Belts, who's 6.50, 3 Upper Avenue, 11, 4 out, 5 Foxy's Fox and Ada, 3 even, 6 and 7 out. 8 Iron Ewan is $10, number 9, Millie Muncher, 16, 10 James Lee World, 16, 11 Toffee Drop, 7, 12 Miss River Bell, 17, 13 Just a Dame, 5.50, 14 Betty Good, 26, 15 Star of Pompeii, 13, 16 lucky or 151. Three even for five, Foxy's Foxinator.
Yeah, well, opened up at four. Like you said, into $3 right now, tab.com.au. Good move, Just Adani. Very, very good mare. $8, $7, $6. They've taken that now into the 550. And Amalek Balsa, the two is $8 into 650. But I'm with the market mover. 13, Just Adani. 13, 2, 5, 3 for me. Love the last 3 months. She run 30 over the Grafton Carnival on the morning day behind Isle of Grange, beaten 0.9 of a length. She went to Inverell behind Thundering Heart and had 57 on her back, beaten 2.5. She came back here behind Ilya, beaten 1.8 with 57 kilos on her. And this is a class one. We're talking a mare in good form, and she's got a 3.5 kilo weight drop to what she's carried her last three with a limit weight from a good gate. And she's a winner here. I think she's beautifully placed under the scale. To Amalek Balsa, he goes good. He had a little bit of tidying up to do from that first up run behind Plectrum here. His condition blew out about the 100-metre mark. He was beaten a length. They run 57.74. He draws a gate. You would obviously think he'd be a lot better in the yard today. Foxy, the five Foxy Foxinator, good first up here to win a maiden. Things went pear-shaped at Taree when he missed a kick. I see Jenny Graham's put a barrier blanket on him, so hopefully he begins, because he's certainly a lot better than that Taree run. And three Upper Avenue, giving him a chance. A couple of runs back from the Brian Guy yard. He had a lot of condition on him when he resumed first up at Dalny. He's since gone back and beaten three lengths at the Gold Coast, 1,400 metres. So back to the 1,200 and fitter for the run. But 13, 2, 5 and 3 for me in race 7. Sean?
8 to bed, 1 Tessark, 750. 2 Magic Allowance, 750. 3 Marikawa is 11. 4 Maserati, 15. 5 is out. 6 Fair Dinkum, $2.10. 7 Just Sizzling, $11. 8 out. 9 SMS is 18. Number 10 Samantha's Gold, 23. 11 True Pride, 9.50. 12 Mayfair Lady, 21. 13 Sister Patrol, 41. 14 Freedom Park, 71. 15 Ocean Aslan's Mojo is 151. 2.10 favourite, number 6 Fair Dinkum.
Is that the favourite Fair Dinkum, Sean?
Yep, that's it. It is
$2.10. All right, well, you're Fair Dinkum too, mate, because he's $10.50, $2.50, $2.30, $2.20, $2.10. So there's a move for you. That is,
he has too, yeah.
Yeah, that is a massive, massive move. I'm with him. I'm 6-3, 1 and 11. I'll be honest.
Look who trains him too.
Mr. Stitt.
And guess what? He's opened his wallet, I reckon.
I didn't give him a hope first up. I'm probably kicking myself now, because when he debuted behind Star of the Harbour. That was back in April, and one of the real strong races, Star of the Harbour now, is in Hong Kong. He hasn't run over in Hong Kong yet, but that's where he is now. He bought him there. They crunched him at the big odds at Taree Cup Day, and he got the money now. He's whacked a set of blinkers on him. He had a bit of tidying up, a bit of cleaning up to do, but that money, $10 into $2.10, tab.com.au, that's a good move. Three Marikawa goes good. He's got an awkward gate, but he's got a good jockey to offset that in G Collis. He only needs a little bit of luck on him. Tessark, the top of your former Victorian. I had a good look at him in the yard. I didn't mind this guy, and he chipped away good first up at Taree. He's back to his home track. I see a little bit of gear goes on him, a nose roll first time. And 11 True Pride, another former Victorian. One run for Dwayne Smith. Did a good job to win a maiden here from a really bad gate. Gets a lightweight and gets a lot better gate here today, but Ross Stitt's opened these pockets up. Fair Dinkum, 6-3, 1 on 11, race 8, Shauna.
The ninth one, Dominant Crown, 360, 2 Power Receiver, 31, 3 My Cousin Rhett, 23, 4 out, 5 Traconi, 31, 6 Waterboy, 21, 7 out, 8 Unbowed, 101, 9 Princess L, 420, 10 The Ridge, 23, 11 The Yellow Queen, 380, 12 Limited, $6, 13 I'll Make Money, or I'll Take Money, is $21, 14, 15 out, 16 French Command, 41, and 17 Flick Pass, 14, 18 out. Favourite here, 361 Dominant Crown.
Yeah, I wish he'd have drawn a better gate. I wish he would have. $4.80 into 360. Yellow